Egypt's opposition coalition has called for nationwide protests on Tuesday. A statement by the National Salvation Front urges its supporters to take to the streets to reject the country's draft constitution. Egypt is preparing for a second round of voting on the draft next weekend. Authorities in the U.S. state of Connecticut have evacuated a Catholic church following a bomb threat. People were forced to leave services being held for the victims of Friday's mass shooting. At least 27 were killed in the attack on the Sandy Hook Elementary School. The Secretary General of Lebanon's Hezbollah slams the beheading of people and bombing of civilian areas by Western-backed militants in Syria. Sayed Hassan Nasrallah says al-Qaeda has fallen in a trap set by the U.S. in Syria. He says Washington and Tel Aviv are benefiting from the crisis there. Iran's foreign minister has described Tehran's recent talks with the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, as positive. Ali Akbar Salehi says the two sides discussed ways of hammering out a new modality plan on Iran's nuclear energy program. He said they reached common ground on most of the topics discussed. Iran's parliament speaker blames some world powers for what he describes as causing problems in the case of Iran's nuclear energy program. Ali Larijani says these countries don't want the talks between Tehran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany to be fruitful. A string of terrorist attacks across Iraq leaves at least 17 people dead and scores of others wounded. The worst attacks took place in the northern city of Kirkuk. Two car bombs and seven roadside mines exploded near places of worship and killed 13 people. A grenade attack in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, has left at least one person injured. Authorities say three grenades were thrown from a speeding vehicle in Nairobi's Eastleigh district. Kenya has witnessed a string of attacks since it invaded Somalia last year. The attacks are mostly blamed on Somalia's Al-Shabaab fighters. Well, Spaniards once again hit the streets of Madrid to protest biting austerity measures. The demonstrators are against the government's harsh cuts that have left nearly 5 million people out of work. Madrid has dramatically slashed public spending to meet its tough deficit targets.